When I say Kelly saw this story, she began cackling. It's our setting the bar story, which is what, Kelly?
It's an example of what not to do.
Now, listen, I was like, is that even real? It's probably not even real. She was like, it doesn't even matter.
When you see a headline that says Florida man claims he was kidnapped by dolphins and forced to build an underwater city, you're clicking.
Yeah, it's this guy named Ricky James. And this poor sunburnt, like, mugshot of Ricky James.
I mean, he looked like he had a rough day.
It says, Lee County Sheriff's deputies responded to the causeway, blah, 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 early Monday after a motorist reported a man standing on the shoulder, soaking wet and drawing blueprints in the sand.
That was Ricky James.
That was Ricky James, found barefoot, sunburned, wearing swim trunks. This is very long, anyways.
But it's so great, you gotta read it all. It's so great.
Told deputies he had been taken against his will by a pod of dolphins 3 days ago, forced to work on what he called an underwater construction project. Ricky James claimed the dolphins approached him while he was swimming off Fort Myers and escorted him to a site approximately 40 feet below the surface where they needed help building structures.
Yep, that makes sense, right?
Yeah, sure. He told officers then dolphins communicated through a series of clicks that he eventually learned to interpret. And the project foreman was a dolphin named Gerald. Police asked him how he breathed underwater for 3 days. Ricky James said Gerald handled that. I didn't ask questions. You don't question Gerald. So he drew a blueprint in the sand that was pretty elaborate, described as detailed enough to be concerning. Blah, blah. You know,
a condo is a town square recreation center. Yeah, I mean, that sounds
so this
fun.
Got shared around so much that the actual Lee County Sheriff had to actually set the record straight and say, No. Any reports of being kidnapped by dolphins and forced to build an underwater city is not true, saying no dolphins were harmed in the making of this rumor.
That's great. Also, Gerald was unavailable for comment. Dang it. I really wanted to hear from Gerald. And listen, it makes sense that they needed help because no hands and opposable thumbs. How are they supposed to handle the tools, right? Or operate cranes to lift all the things? To build
their underwater condos? Okay.
So again,
this is more a setting the bar of if you can manage to make it through the day without believing everything you read on the internet, then you're doing okay.
This is something 100% my mom would share. She'd be like, honey, did you see? That? Did you see? This is wild. But it's Florida, so you hesitate for a second.
You hesitate.
You do hesitate for a hot second.
But we're here to say, to dispel that and say, look, it's fun.
Right.
It ain't real.
Well, listen, you didn't believe that the dolphins were actually building anything, but you did for a second think Ricky James told them all that.
Maybe.
Right?
Maybe. There could have been some substances involved,
maybe,
for sure.
Like, that part is what I thought was fantastic. Like, this guy's imagination is off the chain.
Imagination. Yes, that's what it is. All right, so again.
That's great creative writing. And now I need somebody on the internet to make a little animation video of what that looked like.
All right, so again, if you can manage to make it through the day without being kidnapped by dolphins and forced to build an underwater city, like Ricky James claimed to have done, then you're doing okay. Or if you can manage to make it through the day without believing everything you read on the internet, then you're doing okay too.
Listen, I did not believe it that he came up with that story. That was what I thought was legit.
Yeah.
And you can read it too, because you should, at Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook.
Okay.
I shared it.
At Ben and Kelly Show on 99.7 DJX.
Play a fun little game, shall we? Called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Introduce you to Amanda calling us from downtown. Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
Hi there. Amanda's got brown hair, is 5'3", works at Jewish Hospital, drives a Ford, and is single, but is happy, and is also looking. So,
okay, well, there you go.
Just keeping her options. Yeah, keeping her options open.
Whatever happens, it's going to happen. That's great.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes, right. When was your last relationship?
Oh, that's really sad. We're not going to talk about that.
Okay, all right. Okay, well, we're not going to talk about that. So we're looking forward. We're looking to the future.
We are definitely looking to the future.
We're not going to talk about that.
No, we don't need to talk about that.
All right, that's good. All right, so Little Kid Drunk Adult is where we're playing, Amanda. And Kelly's going to explain how it works.
Well, you're going to hear three stories. You have to determine is the star of the story little kid or drunk adult at the time.
Got it.
And none of them are you. Yay.
All right. So here we go. Here's the first one.
I ate an entire cake made out of sand.
Oh, tasty.
Tasty.
Yep. Yep.
This is either a dare or to try to impress a girl. Maybe.
I'm just gonna hope that he's a toddler.
Okay. You're going to say little kid, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Right? Because yes. Yes.
All right. So, Kelly, you're saying that too?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I was a little kid.
There you go. Yes. Little kid. Accurate.
I was about 10, and we lived close to the beach. So one weekend, I went down with a bucket and brought it back home, made this big cake. And when this girl I liked that lived down the street came over, I told her I wanted to show her something. I guess I thought it would impress her. Anyway, worst idea ever. She was grossed out. My mom was pissed. It was just bad all around.
Like he was a little bit too old to still be
eating. Yes, that's exactly what I was thinking. Right. Yes, we are on point with impressing a girl. Okay, doesn't he sound exactly like comedian Nick Swardson?
Nick Swardson? Oh, yeah.
Exactly like Nick. Was that Nick Swardson?
It does sound like
on our show.
That is funny.
I'm totally impressed if that was.
Okay, Amanda, you're one for one. Good job. Here we go. Next one, little kid, drunk adult.
I brushed my teeth with Bengay.
Mm.
Why are we putting these things in our mouth?
Well,
definitely drunk.
Definitely drunk.
Reading the label.
Yeah.
Definitely just grab the tube.
Yeah, grab the tube.
I'm on board with that, yes.
Yeah, maybe in the medicine cabinet, you just grab something like
but
that.
But you know what? Kudos if that's the case.
Too drunk to realize until it hits the mouth, that's for sure.
But still worried about oral hygiene.
Yes, oral hygiene is very important. All right, Amanda, you said drunk adult. Kelly, you said drunk adult too?
I'm agreeing, yes.
All right.
I was a drunk adult.
Yes.
My roommate was an athlete in college, and I came home drunk one night. We shared a bathroom, and completely out of it, I apparently grabbed her tube of Bengay instead of the toothpaste. And I didn't realize it till my mouth was on fire.
Oh,
Amanda, you haven't seen any patients like that, have you?
No.
All right.
Okay, that's good.
All right. That's good. We literally got a text from Missy who said, I made the same mistake. However, I brushed my teeth with numbing medication because both the tubes looked identical with the same label and everything.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's great.
That has lasting effects.
It does. It scars your brain. All right, Amanda. You so far are perfect.
Playing the game. Let's go.
Yep. Let's try to get this last one right. Here we go. Little kid, drunk adult.
I said a curse word on the DJ microphone at a wedding and got in serious trouble.
All right.
Okay.
A little swearing at the...
Drunk adult.
Drunk adult. Yeah, you know. A little rowdy there at a wedding reception.
I feel like it's a kid.
Really?
All right. Yeah. I think it's more offensive when it's a kid cussing on a microphone in front of a crowd of people, right?
I don't know.
Probably.
All right. So Kelly's saying little kid.
One
Amanda
is going to be right.
You're saying drunk adult?
Yep.
I was a little kid.
I want to tell you.
Little kid swearing on the mic.
I was like, I don't know, 3 or 4 years old. I'm at my aunt's wedding.
3 or 4. I love it.
And the DJ thought it would be cute to get me on the mic. So he asked me if I'm having a good time. And I'm like, yeah, it's great. My new uncle is so cool. And like the crowd is cheering. They're eating me up. They love it. And then the DJ asked me if I think the food is good, and I said into the microphone that it tasted like
There's not one chicken nugget in this place. That's funny.
And then I wanted chicken fingers instead, and my mom was mortified.
That is funny. Yeah, chicken fingers.
Oh, my gosh.
Amanda, 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
The caterer didn't take offense because, again, 3 or 4 years old, right?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
They have a discerning palate.
Hey, Amanda, congratulations. Oh, you got the hookup, all right?
Awesome.
Yeah, thanks so much for hanging out, for playing with us this
Holiday
morning.
World.
And hang tight. We're going to get a little more information from you, okay?
Oh. All right, thank you.
All right, cool. We want more of your stories, though, all right?
Yeah, and by the way, Todd is rolling in on the text line. Tell Amanda I said hello. Give her my number. I am single.
No. Did you hear that, Amanda?
That's the bonus prize, Amanda.
You got people rolling in on the text line saying, "Hey, I'd like to learn more about Amanda." just know you have options. Mama's on the hunt. She said,
"We might have just made this a little bonus, like misconnection."
That's adorable. All right, Amanda. We'll hear. We'll talk to you off the air. All right.
All right.
Cool. Hang on.
This is great. What a bonus prize!
What a bonus prize! All right, send us your little kid drunk adult. All right.
Yeah, we need these stories. Otherwise, this bit cannot live.
Nope.
So if you've got one you think fits the bill, give us a little voice note. Start with a little teaser. Reveal the answer. Finish the story. Email it benandkellyshow@gmail.com.
All right. This is a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is
an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah. So if you're Gavin, who's the star in this story, you're probably going to think twice before agreeing to get another pet parrot, because if you can manage to make it through the day without your parrot busting you cheating on your girlfriend, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So the girlfriend, Kay, figured it all out thanks to their pet parrot, Tiki.
Uh-oh. How did Tiki write him out?
So Tiki knew phrases like night-night and I love you. Things like that, right?
That's sweet.
Parrots typically parrot things they hear, right?
Uh-huh, yes.
So Tiki began saying, baby, a term that isn't used around the house.
Oh.
And so Kay...
So who's he calling baby? They
right,
don't have a baby together, right?
Exactly, right. Kay got a little suspicious, said, hey, Gavin, what's going on with this? Gavin's like, well, I don't know. This just kind of kept going on where the parrot would just say, baby, or things like that, right? Phrases they don't say around the house.
And he's just like crazy bird.
Yeah. And so there was a party that they had and she was like, okay, he's acting all weird, meaning Gavin. And so she one day then returned home from work early. Yes. Found Gavin all linked up with some woman that she had seen at the party.
Oh, wow. You brought her to our party?
So, exactly. So, yeah, again, bold.
Bold move.
Right?
Indeed.
So she broke up with Gavin, took the parrot with her.
Yeah.
And she was thinking, you know what? Tiki literally revealed the fact that Gavin was saying baby.
Yep, Tiki ratted daddy out.
Yes.
Yep.
Exactly. This woman was coming around the house. He was calling her baby. The parrot was like, ah, baby.
Uh-huh.
And Kay's like, who are you calling baby? Yeah, and the parrot was just trying to give her a little warning.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, parrot didn't know.
Parrot didn't
parrot,
know.
But parrot or, is to thank.
You know what? Maybe parrot did know.
Maybe
parrot's like, you know what? I don't recognize you.
That's not mommy.
That is not
That's
mommy.
That's not mommy.
That is not mommy at all. So how, what I want to know is, has your animal, has your pet ever thrown you under the bus, caused drama unexpectedly by digging something up, bringing something into the room, saying something, doing something that caused everything to unravel?
Uh-huh.
I want to hear those stories, all right?
That's great.
All right? That's what
Let's
I'd like to
stir up some
hear.
More drama.
Absolutely! Why not? It's early in the morning. All right, we'll take some of your stories coming up here next on 99.7 EJX. That's your Setting the Bar story. How did your pet bust you or cause drama? By the way, we got way more responses to this than I thought. Gavin, he got busted cheating because the parrot that he and his girlfriend had started saying, baby!
Not something they said to each other.
Right. Now, you have a parrot.
Hey, so about the parrot story, the cheating.
Uh-huh.
I don't have much to say except that I own a parrot. And for the parrot to be able to repeat the word baby, that had to have been going on for weeks, if not months. for that parrot to learn that word and to repeat it. So that wasn't just like a casual fling. That was something that this guy was doing continuously every day, multiple times a day for a long time.
Yeah, the parrot has your back. That is for sure.
Oh, man.
That is wild and crazy. Thank God for the parrot, because the parrot knew what was wrong.
Right, exactly.
I love my parrot even a little more today, and I thought that wasn't even possible. I love mine.
Oh, my gosh.
Parrot's looking That's out for great. You. Parents looking out for it.
Mama.
Right. How has your pet revealed a secret, caused drama? Mindy says, my cat stepped on my laptop, sent my boss an email that just said, ah, bunch of H's at 2 o'clock in the morning while I was drunk.
That's great. John, my dog spilled wine on my work laptop.
Oh.
While IT was in it to fix it, they found emails from my other job I never told them about.
Hey, what are the what's going on here?
What's going on with this little?
What's going on here? Alyssa said I was cheating on my diet. My dog dug the Twinkie wrapper out of the trash and dropped it on my husband's lap like a narc.
Oh my gosh.
Like a narc.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Hey, I can't have these. Why can she?
Look at mommy's snacks. I have found mommy's snacks.
I want some of these snacks too.
Well, Michelle, my dog brought a lacy red thong out of the laundry room.
Okay.
During Easter brunch last year with my family over, my grandma's in the room.
All right. All right.
I don't even wear red underwear. My roommate does.
Oh, all right. A little sassy there. Awkward. Lisa said, had a sneaky hookup over. My cat brought out my ex's undies from under the bed mid-makeout. Dude had a lot of questions for me.
Oh.
What is it with animals and underwear?
I mean, it's a thing. It is a thing. Kim, OMG. My cat stepped on my boyfriend's iPad, somehow unlocked it with her tiny beans. Or face idea.
Her tiny beans.
Or something while he was sleeping. Then she literally pawed open his text, and that's how I found out he had a whole other girlfriend.
Wow.
Thanks, Luna.
Wow. Cats are gonna cat.
Cats are gonna cat.
Cats are gonna cat. How'd your dog or cat or animal cause you drama? The last one, Gina said, had friends over for wine night. My parrot randomly kept saying, Mike! Mike! Mike!
Who's Mike?
So awkward because Mike's my boss.
Oh.
And some of my friends there were from work.
Oh, no.
Tried to play it off like, wow, why would she be saying his name?
Oh, no.
Everyone's suspicions were confirmed. I was seeing the boss.
Oh,
wow. Wow. Parrots, man. You got to watch out for parrots.
You do. They see. They hear things.
They hear things. They know. They remember.
They say things.
They say things for sure. Good stories.
Oh, wow.
99.7 DJX.
Kentucky Anna is getting clowned. Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Okay, so Alexis says, my fiancé has decided that the one part of our wedding planning he's willing to participate in is choosing the list of songs for the DJ at the reception.
Okay.
He's very serious about it.
Uh-huh.
Even has pages of notes all over his desk.
Oh.
I'm glad he cares so much, LOL. There's got to be a phone tap in here, though, right?
Well, good news. Robert Hassenpepper is a wedding DJ. Yes.
Another side hustle.
Right. He's got to call Corey to go over just some details about the wedding. And we learned very quickly he has no idea what he's talking about. Welcome to your phone tap.
Hello?
Hi there. Corey, right?
Yeah. Who's this?
Hi, Corey. Robert Hassenpepper. My company scheduled me to DJ your wedding. So I just wanted to check in and, you know, get some ideas from you.
Oh, sweet. Yeah. Oh. And I got a lot of thoughts on this, actually.
Oh, well, wonderful, because I don't really have any. I'd love to hear them. Yeah, lay it on me.
All right. Well, the overall theme that we're going for is we're just going for something very fun, very light. You don't want people to feel too self-conscious about dancing, so we're just going to put a lot of, you know, goofy pop songs like, hey, do you have Baby Got Back?
Baby Got Back, you say. That kind of rings a bell. That's an old disco song, right?
No, not really. It's by Sir Mix-a-Lot. Do you know it?
Maybe you could sing a little bit of it for me?
Oh, no.
I don't know. My memory is a little bit better with melodies than it is with titles. You know what I mean?
All right. Well, I mean, it's pretty well known, but it starts off with like dum 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 dum, and then he starts with like, I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other butts can't deny. When a girl walks in with a itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you. I mean, you know that song.
Oh, yes, yeah. I've got it now. Yeah, I definitely have that one, or at least I can download it or something somewhere.
Good
choice. Cool. Yeah, right. You want me to beep out the butts?
The butts? What do you mean the butts?
Well, like edit it, you know, so people won't be offended, you know, just kind of beep the word out, butts.
No, not this wedding.
Okay, well, sounds fun. Can't wait to hear it. Does your fiance have a big butt?
Oh my gosh.
No. I mean, oh. does that matter?
No, I mean, I guess, and I was just curious as to why you'd pick that song. I mean, like I said, sounds like a fun song.
I mean, I don't know. When I was a kid, I used to know all the words to it, so, you know, I guess.
Interesting.
Something everyone knows.
Interesting. Okay. All right. I get it now why you said it's a fun theme. Sure.
Yeah.
What about the serious dances? What should your first dance be?
First dance is first one we ever danced to. It's Someone Like You by Adele.
Right. That was a big hit in the 90s, wasn't it?
What? No, that's just from a couple years ago. You know, Adele, she's British, had a bunch of hits, won a ton of Grammys.
Look, I think I know what you mean. I'm not exactly sure how the song goes. It's a ballad, right?
Yeah, it's a ballad. It's like, never mind, I'll find someone like you.
Oh my God. Chills.
Yeah.
Oh, right. She's black, right?
No. She's not.
All right. I mean, it's on the tip of my tongue. Could you sing a little more for me?
Yeah, I don't think I need to sing anymore. But you know, you're the DJ guy. This is what you're supposed to do for a living. You should know these songs.
You are, you're absolutely right about that. I tell you what, I'll Google it.
Oh.
All right. What was her name again?
Look, let me just email you a list or something. It seems like it might be easier. I don't know if you're too busy or something.
Oh, yeah. No, that sounds like a great idea. I'll send you my Yahoo address. You know, you could just cut out the middleman and put on your favorite radio station, let them pick the songs.
What? You work for a radio station?
Well, I do. And my name's not Robert Hassenpepper. It's Ben Davis for 99.7 DJX. What? And Alexis set you up for this little phone tap. Mm-hmm. Apparently you're quite the musical expert there, Corey.
You just made me sing on the radio.
And you sounded great.
Oh, God, I can't believe this. Well,
you've got a great voice, Corey. Just forget about the whole DJ. Just serenade Alexis yourself.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Oh, she's not going to let me forget this.
We're not either.
Rolls right into a like,
no idea who you're talking about. Never heard of Adele once in my life.
I'm dying. Like, he is such a, I mean, he went for it. He's like, I would have stopped you right there. Like, you don't know this song? What kind of a DJ are you?
All right. Well, hey, congrats, Alexis and Corey.
Oh, my gosh.
On your upcoming wedding.
We need an album of Corey's greatest hits.
Yep. There you go. That's your phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
99.7 DJX.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Keith says, hey, Ben and Kelly, I figured if anyone would appreciate the sheer awkwardness of this situation, it's you two.
Oh, okay.
I just got dumped.
Oh.
Which sucks enough on its own, but it was how it went down that really got me.
Mm.
I'd only been dating this girl for about a month. Themes seem to be going pretty great, though.
Mm-hmm.
And she invites me to dinner to meet the family.
Okay.
Naturally, I'm thinking that's a good sign, right?
That's a good sign, sure.
Dinner goes fine. Her parents were nice. We're all making small talk over the food. And then afterwards, she asked me to come with her to the basement.
Okay.
I'm thinking maybe we're going to watch a movie or just hang out away from the parents.
Okay.
Nope. She sits me down, takes a deep breath, and ends it right there. In the basement.
Mm.
Like I'm being quietly exiled from her life next to the water heater.
Oh, no.
So now I'm left thinking, why bring me to meet your family if you were already planning to end it?
Yeah.
Why the basement?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know how to explain this story to people without sounding like a punchline.
Sure.
Anyway, since you guys love a crazy breakup story and since misery loves company, I thought I'd share mine and ask you to ask your listeners, has anyone else been dumped in a weirder way than this? Thanks, guys.
Well, it sounds like Keith is on his way to healing.
Well, yeah, again, we were only a month in, so he's probably doing okay.
He's just like shrugging.
If he was a year in or more.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So he's not overly broken up about this, but it's the way he was broken up with that has him scratching his head. Why invite him to the it was almost like maybe the parents gave her a knowing nod or a shake of the head.
It feels like it was the final test about whether he's a keeper or not, and he must have failed it.
Well,
according to the parents,
she must have given her parents a heads up, like, hey, I'm not sure about this guy. Why don't you give me your impression of him?
Yes. And apparently he failed the parent test.
And
she decided just to not waste any more time.
Let's just end it now.
Cut the cord.
Oh, wow.
Which is just great. I mean, most normal people would have just ended the night and then maybe a couple days later, whatever. But right then and there, that night is pretty savage.
And then the weird walk of shame up the basement stairs.
Out the house, probably in front of the parents. House. Nice to meet you. I'll never see you again.
Yeah, bye. Thanks for the cannolis.
Turns out it was our last supper together.
By the way, is there dessert? I got broken up with before dessert.
Yeah, thanks for the hospitality.
Yeah.
Your daughter hates me. I'll show myself out.
Great, I'll show myself out. Man, how awkward.
But... Oh, beyond awkward. It's like, okay, well, most people, I think, would have been like, all right, after the date is over, he leaves, she sits down, so what did you think?
Well,
and then they tell her the whatever, and then she can decide later that maybe it's not moving in the direction that she wants.
Sure, but that didn't happen.
No, it didn't.
So we're here. Yeah, all right. So, Keith, thank you for sharing. Yes, we do enjoy those sorts of stories.
So Keith needs you right now to rally around your equally miserable breakup stories.
All right, 502-795-1997. If you've got one, we'd love to hear it. Now that some time has passed and you can laugh about it. Maybe you were the one who dropped the axe.
Sure, in hindsight, maybe that wasn't the best way to do it.
Yeah, and you look back and go, oh, well, yeah, I guess that was kind of brutal. We want to hear those stories, all right? 502-795-1. Our listener Keith shared with us that he got broken up with at his girlfriend's parents' house in the basement after meeting them for the very first time.
The first time? Who does that?
Yeah.
Well, who doesn't wait until the date is over and then she sits down and talks to her parents? So what'd you think? They share their thoughts. And then later you make the decision about the fate of the relationship. Not then and there in the basement next to the water heater.
That's a girl who knows what she wants.
Okay, then. She's not wasting time.
Brutal ways he got dumped. That's what we're asking. Candace said he dumped me via Venmo.
I'm sorry, what?
Sent me $10 with the caption, "For all the wasted time, we're done."
Oh my god, wow,
that's creative.
Are we hearting that exchange? Are we commenting on that exchange? Oh my goodness, was it public? Did other people see it?
Because sometimes you can see
other people's exchanges and interactions and payment.
Wow.
Amanda, that's crazy. At least she got $10 out of it. Amanda, he changed his relationship status on Facebook before telling me.
How?
I found out from a mutual friend who commented, "Finally, cool." I love that for me.
Wait, so is that still a thing? Like, I haven't checked in a long time. It does still give you like relationship statuses, right?
Yes.
On Facebook,
it does.
Oh man,
Yes, you're still married, I think.
And so someone reached out to her and was like, hey, wow, finally, you guys are no longer. And she's like, wait, what?
Yes.
Oh, dang. Yes. All right.
Like, was he even going to tell her?
Yeah.
Or just put it out there like that and think she's going to see it? And Desiree dumped by a guy dressed as Batman.
Oh.
It was Halloween. He said, we're not meant to be, then disappeared into the night. I wish I
Hopefully
were kidding.
He said it like Batman. We're not meant to be.
And then whoosh.
And then whoosh.
Turns around, his cape.
Does his cape.
Glowing. Wow.
That's fine. We did get a text from a listener referring to Keith, who got dumped at the parents' basement. Hopefully he drove.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, like if they... Yeah, you'd have to think. Yeah, you'd have to think.
Yeah, of course he did. Yeah, she wouldn't go pick him up and bring him to her
house. And then be like, bye, get an Uber.
Yes.
Bye, get an Uber.
Especially if she was even, yeah, she had to be on the fence going into that whole night. So, yes, she had to have planned for the exit.
Yeah, so these are like the brutal ways that you got dumped. And you can tell that this is a recent one. Linda said he used ChatGPT to write the breakup text. She says, I can tell because it literally started with, as an AI language model, I must be honest. He didn't even edit that part out. He was just like, whatever.
He didn't even look it over and make some tweaks.
It doesn't matter. Whatever. Linda already knows that she's getting dumped, so.
Brooke rolls in on the text line. I have one like Keith.
Mm-hmm.
My boyfriend joined the military. His first trip home, his folks picked me up. We went to the airport.
Mm-hmm.
He comes off the plane. I flew into his arms, turned around, and there was a pregnant girl standing there from a weekend bar that he met.
Oh.
He wants his folks to give me a ride home with them. No thanks. I'll find a ride.
Wait, so he got off the plane with the pregnant girl, or there was just a pregnant girl meeting him at the airport too?
It's not clear if she rode home on the plane with him or she met him at the airport, but that is how she discovered they are.
I guess
exclusive.
You guys are more a couple than we are at
exactly.
this point.
You guys are a little bit more solid than us. So.
Shoot.
But I mean, obviously a surprise to his parents who picked her up and brought her to the airport.
I was going to say.
Everybody involved.
Yeah, because parents are like, oh, Brooke, so this is going to be exciting. You know, this chit chat, the little small talk in the car on the way to the airport.
All his loved
you excited?
Ones will be there to greet him. Oh. And then, wow, congratulations, you're going to be grandparents.
Yeah, my gosh. That's wild.
A lot of surprises for one moment. Allie, he dumped me during a couple's cooking class.
Aw.
Right as we were flambéing dessert.
Wow.
I almost burned the place down out of spite. again.
That's not a time or a place when you want to break up with someone when they've got like one of those little torches.
Around flammable things, yes.
A torch in their hand.
Why are we not just finishing the night and be like, you know what? I feel it's not you, it's me.
It's not you, it's me.
In the middle of cooking class.
Maybe he just saw something. He saw something.
Okay,
he's like, you know what? That's the last straw.
You thought that she wasn't going to cause a scene in the middle of the class?
Yeah, right.
Like, who's going to take that well?
Those are
Nobody.
Wild stories.
Not one person.
Those are wild stories. Hey, thank you. Thank you for
Keith
that.
I think Keith feels better now. Keith has to feel better about his basement dumping by the water heater.
Don't know, but I do. Thanks for those stories. There you go. That's group therapy. All right, let's do some dude knowledge. All these questions, typically guys would know. Put you to the test here. Let's introduce you to Chris, calling us from Bardstown. Hi, Chris.
Morning. How are you?
Good.
Oh, we got a dude. Is he going to lose his dude card over this, or is he going to know?
I hope not. I told him I hope they're easier than they were on Friday.
Yeah, see?
I would have lost it then.
See? Yeah.
All right, Chris is 5'11", bald and beautiful, is an executive coordinator, and will be married 2 years come April. So
still
in that honeymoon phase. Love that for you, Chris. All right, so we'll see how well you do asking your own gendered questions to you.
All right.
This should be a walk in the park.
Should be. All right, here we go. Question one, dude knowledge. The DCC, or America's Sweethearts, are cheerleaders for which NFL team?
Dallas Cowboys.
You are right.
Okay, good start.
Chris, dude knowledge, what is a session beer?
What is session beer?
Yeah, what's a session beer?
I have no idea. I'm more of a bourbon drinker, so I don't drink beer. I have no idea on that one.
You're not even going
to
guess.
Can I go to Kelly for that one?
Sure. Go to Kelly. Kelly will know. Yeah, Kelly will know.
That is a beer that you drink when you're having in the studio recording your album. It's a session beer.
Sounds good to me.
Did that make sense, Chris? It did.
It sounded good to me, yeah.
So a session beer is actually a beer that has lower alcohol content, usually under 5 ABV, and it's made for you to have several at one time, like to hang out. It's like a hangout beer.
It's a wussy beer? Is that what you're saying?
No, it's not a wussy beer. I love session beers. You can pound a few of them at the same time. So
okay.
You don't have to get drunk on one.
All right.
Anyways.
Got it.
All right, so we're one and one.
All right, Chris. Chris is keeping track. Thank you. Dude knowledge. Here we go. Chris, this is multiple choice. Two-stroke and four-stroke are both types of what? Engines, baseball pitches, or fishing poles?
Fishing poles.
That's what I was thinking.
We're looking for engines there, Chris.
All right.
Engines.
Is it like lawnmower engines? Is that how many times it takes to start them? I'm confused.
Yeah.
What kind of engines are we talking about?
I've never heard of that, yeah.
We're talking about two-stroke and four-stroke engines, Kelly. That's what we're talking about.
On what, though? On what, though? You just looked that up on the internet and you just went with it.
Engines!
There are lots of kinds of engines. What kind of engines are we talking about?
Okay, here we go. Next question, dude knowledge.
He's not gonna tell us. He doesn't know.
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, you're not explaining what kind of engines
we're talking
about.
I said they're engines. One has two strokes and one has four strokes.
See, you don't know. Sandy is rolling in. Dang, I knew that was engines. Oh, listen, Sandy, we don't need the shade. Chris doesn't need the shade.
Now, Chris is bringing it upon himself.
Oh, Tara in Meade County is saying it's how the piston moves inside of the engine versus whether it's two-stroke or four-stroke. It's the actual type of engine and how it works. Thank you, Tara, for that explanation. Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Who knew?
You did not! You were not! You didn't know that!
Dude knowledge. Next question, Chris. You ready?
All right, I'm ready.
Left and right wingers are positions in what sport?
Soccer?
Yes! What? That is a true statement! That is a true statement!
Ice hockey.
I played I played right wing when I played soccer. My sister played soccer in college. My niece played soccer in college.
All right, I'll give you a half a point on that.
Thank you. Half a point.
Okay, we'll take it. We'll take it.
All right, last one. Dude knowledge.
This is such a controversial episode right here.
Two ingredients make up a Boilermaker. I know Kelly should know this. What two ingredients make up a Boilermaker?
Beer and vodka.
I like that. I like that. That should be right.
You were close. Yeah, beer and whiskey. Beer and whiskey.
Oh, dang it.
Okay, yeah.
Beer and whiskey.
Yeah. Why did you think I would know that? Just because I went to Purdue and their mascot's a Boilermaker.
Is literally a Boilermaker.
Yeah, no, but I don't drink any of that. I drink Arbor Mist.
Listen, I don't deserve the shade on our text line.
You do.
I don't.
You do a little.
Susan rolls in. I can't believe Ben drinks wussy beer. I see him in a whole new light now, SMH.
Yep, absolutely. And Lizzo says soccer and hockey both are valid answers.
Listen, let me
just justify
something to you real quick, Susan. I enjoy the session beer because I can have many of them. That's enjoy stouts, which could be a session beer because those have lower ABV.
Okay.
But stouts are a very masculine beer. Also, the IPA I can have. I just don't drink a lot of them.
That's great. I love that Ben's got to puff up his chest at this point because he likes wussy beer. It's fine. Tara
Chris,
wants a cookie for pointing that out,
so
too.
So much controversy here this segment. Yeah.
Chris, listen, I don't like it when dudes play this game. Dude knowledge.
But wait, Kyle says full point.
They usually end up losing, it sounds like, yeah.
That's true. That is true. Justice for Chris. That's a full point on soccer. Absolutely. Lauren says, I can't believe they still make Arbor Mist. Yes, Lauren.
I don't even know how Arbor Mist came up in this, but...
Because it's the whole beer discussion. The Boilermaker was a Boilermaker.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, Chris, hang tight. We're going to hook you up with a pity prize because...
Oh.
Yes,
you feel bad you didn't get all five right.
Card too after this. Yeah.
Yeah, I had to call it a pity prize.
feel bad you didn't get all five of them right. All right. So hang tight, Chris.
All right.
All right.
Yeah, Mason's like, dude, knowledge or dudes arguing? Yeah, well...
Yeah.
When the game master is erroneous in how he's dishing out points and or the knowledge behind the question.
Kelly, I was looking for ice hockey because we were focused on ice hockey.
But a correct answer is also soccer. Just saying.
Yeah, and I relented and gave a half a point. So
it's a full point!
All right, there you go. So I believe that how you eat ice cream is hereditary.
Oh, wow. Okay, all right.
Sorry to come at you with such a bold statement.
That was a bold statement.
It's 99.7 DJX. Because there are two people, family of five, me, my wife, my three daughters. There are two who eat ice cream a certain way and three who do not. So how do you eat ice cream, Kelly?
Lick it. I'm licking. I'm a licker.
Okay, say...
Don't keep that recording.
Okay.
That is out of context. Stop. No. Don't make that another button. Don't make that another button.
Let's say it's not a cone. Let's say you got a pint of chocolate ice cream. You know, just a pint of your favorite chocolate ice cream, and it's in the...
Scooping it in a bowl.
And it's in the freezer.
How else do you eat that out of a pint?
What do you mean, how else do you eat that?
You're not licking it straight from the pint. You have to scoop it into a bowl and eat it, right?
No, sometimes
you can
if it's
scoop
just
it on a cone.
Yeah, I was going to say
at the house.
If it's just a pint, then sometimes you just gotta do it right there.
You're eating the whole thing in one sitting.
No. I'm saying you just gotta take a spoon and dive into the pint.
Okay.
So have you never done that?
Are you the only one eating it, or are you if it's one just one spoonful? And you're not going back in after the spoon's been in your mouth.
Here's where I say eating ice cream is hereditary. So let's just say that which I described is normal. Okay, Kelly? You're going to have to suspend a little disbelief here.
Okay.
And taking a spoon and a pint of ice cream and eating it right out of the pint. Normal. Now, the way you do it is what I'm wanting to talk about. Because I am a scrape off the top layer sort of eater. I'll scrape. So it's nice, even, all the way down. Scrape.
I could say I'm a scraper.
A
scraper.
My daughter Zoe, also a scraper. Scraper. Scrape a little off the top.
Sure.
Right?
It just kind of rolls into the spoon. Yeah.
My wife... And my daughter Isabella, my daughter Sophia, they are shovelers.
They're diggers.
They dig into the ice cream and they scoop it out with their thing. And then it becomes a battle between me.
You got to even it out.
I got to even it out.
Yeah.
That's right.
But I'll say this. If it's like a chunk kind of a situation, if there's like chocolate chunks in there or like cookie dough chunks, I'm digging for the chunks. Like, I'm trying to get as many chunks as I can.
Mm.
I'll say that. So that's when I might abandon my scraping technique to get the chunks. I'm digging for gold.
I want the gold. Show me the gold.
Show me the gold.
So when, Kelly, you're not...
Lick it. Why? 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 Really? Lick it. Why? That sounds so bad the way I said that.
I know. I didn't say it. You did.
Why?
All right. So if Kelly is not going to...
Lick it.
Then you're going to shovel it. Are you? So you're saying you're a shoveler, not a scraper?
I'm a scraper unless there's chunks. Then I'm a shoveler or I'm a licker. Lick it.
That might be my best Kelly button ever. That might be my best Kelly button ever.
Always chicken out of context. I'm a licker.
Oh, all right. Anyways, that's all I wanted.
That's
so
great.
So I'm a scraper. My wife and two daughters are shovelers, and my other daughter is a scraper, too, when it comes to ice cream.
I guarantee you that most people do not sit here and analyze the method with which they eat ice cream as much as you, sir.
You're right.
Okay.
But that's what makes us unique, Kelly.
That's great.
All right.
Lick it. I hate me. Lick it. Stop!
All right, I'll stop.
You didn't even keep the full sentence.
Well, who needs it? Who needs it? 99.70 JX. So has your boss ever told you or suggested that you do something maybe illegal? I'm not necessarily talking about, hey, hide this body for me type of like Godfather stuff, right?
You know? Hide this body for me, okay.
Right?
Aggressive really quick.
Hey, I tell you what. I'm going to give you a bag. It's going to be heavy. There may be something dripping from it. Don't worry.
Trust me. You scratch my back, I'll scratch your back.
Yeah, no, I'm not talking about that. But okay. I was recently reminded. This woman that I know, that I've known for a while, has worked at this business for a while too. But I was reminded that her boss told her that he was taking her off the payroll to just start paying her under the table. And this has been going on for a while. Like at first, I think wasn't really in tune with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then after a while, it was just like,
she lose the job. And so she's like, all right, whatever. And how long's it been going on? It's still going on. She's still working there.
That's why I'm not saying anything.
Under the table.
I mean, so yeah, so that's like, yeah, that's illegal.
So is he just not reporting that he's paying her? And is she not reporting?
Yeah, maybe it's not reporting the income. He's not going to have to do paperwork or pay taxes on this employee, right? Exactly. So
how much is she making? I wonder.
I don't know. You know, it is. I do remember a long time ago when I first started at the sandwich shop, we got paid in envelopes of cash.
Did you really?
Yeah, we literally
that
got.
That feels like typically now, that's not the way that's supposed to go down.
Now, I will say,
I got a paycheck when I worked at Little Caesars in high school.
Well, like I said, it was early. It was like maybe the first month or so I was working there, and then they switched to like a payroll sort of system.
Oh, okay.
But it was.
So maybe they were just doing the books by hand.
It did feel very mafia-like.
Uh-huh.
Tell you what, thank you for working here. Here's
a
little
meeting back by the freezer.
Here's a little cash. Here you go. Yeah. So yeah, literally. I mean, you know, it was like I didn't make much back then, so I'd get an envelope and it'd be like $22 in it. I'm like, yay!
Like, great. Here's my gas money.
Yay! So has your boss ever came to you and said, "Hey, I want you to do something," and it may not be morally, or it may not be like really like legally illegal, but it may be morally like that way. I'd love to hear some of those stories because, like I said, I was just reminded of this story and I was like, wow, I forgot about that.
How many years has this been going on, do you think?
But I don't know. For several years.
Wow.
Yep. Yup. So, there you go. Yeah. So if you've got one, 502-795-1997. Now, Teresa just texted us and said, look, this isn't really illegal, but the classic little white lie scenario. He's told me client, or he's had me tell clients he's in meetings when he's actually golfing. Not illegal, just shady and awkward when clients show up at the office looking for him.
Oh, when they show up. Oh gosh. Oh, he's just like skating out on meetings.
He's like,
telling them, rescheduling before they show up.
He's like, hey, just tell them I'm busy.
That's not a great business practice.
No. So
but that's happening a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll take some more of your stories coming up here on 99.7 DJX. If you got them, 502-795-1997. I understand if you want to remain anonymous for this, when your boss asks you to or tells you to do something that may not be entirely legal.
Like this particular message, I was forced to play detective and follow my manager's wife around taking photos of her with another man. That
Wow.
Does it sound like that would appear in a handbook for an employee anywhere?
Yeah, that is weird. Okay.
That's really uncomfortable.
Another listener said, I literally had a manager have me shred complaints. We, quote, lost a stack of customer complaint forms that were supposed to be submitted to corporate. He literally winked at me and said, "Yeah, just shred them."
Corporate doesn't need to know. You know, we handled that. It's fine.
That's a gray area.
Sure. Here's another message. Keep me anonymous. I was a clerk at a liquor store a while ago, and the owner made me sell illegal drugs kept under the cash register to his customers using a system of code words.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll take a pack of Winston's and a Slim Jim.
Wow.
Yeah.
I always thought that was like in the movies.
I know.
All right.
That's kind of crazy.
Has your boss ever told you to do something, you know, that borders illegal? Another listener, I had an old boss tell me to sign legal documents in his name because he's not there and, quote, no one reads that stuff anyways.
That's straight up forgery, right?
It sounds like it.
Yes, it is. 1,000%. That is like the classic definition of that. Another message. Once during hiring process, he told me to, quote, screen out any women I suspected might be trying to get pregnant soon.
What?
So now I'm a psychic and a walking HR violation?
Okay, right. Okay. Hey, make sure any women that might be of breeding age, make sure that we don't hire them.
We don't want to deal with that because, you know, maternity leave causes headaches.
And by the way, I was thinking about the whole, like, signing the documents thing. Don't people, like, I would know there are bosses that have stamps of their signature where people can just stamp their signature on something. Like,
does that count? Is that forgery?
I'm
not the one actually doing the stamping.
Yeah, I don't know. But that was a practice that we did here at our radio station.
There's probably a gray area there too.
It was probably a gray area there too. Oh, sure. We probably shouldn't be saying half the things we're saying.
Well, or sometimes bringing the dark into the light.
We got another message from a listener who was like, I work at a factory, and after a minor forklift accident, he asked me to delete the security cam footage before auditors could review it.
Oh, OSHA's going to be all over that.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be a headache.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the security cameras weren't on then.
Don't know. Malfunction.
Don't know what happened.
They malfunction all the time.
Sure.
And maybe these are cautionary tales. So not to do that. Here's another one. When we got audited for some shady bookkeeping he did, he suggested I say I was the one who misunderstood the accounting software.
Hey, there are going to be some people who call. Now listen.
This is the story.
You're going to have to take the fall for me here.
Listen, I'm going to make it worth your while. I'm going to grease the wheels a little bit with a $200 Visa gift card for you. Make it worth your while.
Listen, I mean, there may be some, you know, issues with that, but you could get a lot with a Visa gift card.
Yeah, absolutely. Think of all the places you could use that, even online.
Oh, my gosh.
Said, left 2 weeks later.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's fun. Hey, thanks for those stories. That was a fun little walk. All right. It's 99.7 DJX. Have you ever busted someone for faking something online? I bring that up because WGN ran this story about people faking their runs.
I've just found a way to create fake Strava runs. Have you ever heard of the people hiring other athletes to do runs for them?
No, first of all,
what?
I'm going to pause it there and say no, never heard of that.
Often charging 10 to 20 euros or dollars per run. What if I told you there is a much cheaper and more reliable way to do this?
Okay, so there is a Fake My Run website that was set up.
You know those people who go for a run then immediately have to post and share all the details?
Ben Davis.
Listen.
I got a tickle in my throat. I'm
listen,
sorry.
Listen. All right. You should drink.
I need to drink some water.
You should drink some water.
1,000%.
Yeah, get that checked out.
I don't because I'm not a runner, but this is a big deal. So augmented reality developer Arthur Bouffard built a website that allows anyone to create and post a run Whether they did it or not, it's called Fake My Run.
That is absolutely insane. So you're wanting, so see, one of the things I like about Strava, so Strava is a social media for
runners,
athletes or whatever. They have a bunch of different activities, but you can see what other people are doing. Mm. You can share what you're doing and all that stuff.
Like motivate each other.
Yes, you can motivate each other.
It's literally all you post. It's literally all you
it
post.
It is not literally it's all I
mostly
post.
Mostly what you post.
I do it on my stories because I know they go away.
Okay.
And if that's what...
When you post, that's what it is.
And if that's what I need to do to keep me held accountable, then...
Accountability, yes.
That's what I'll do.
Okay. All right. That's so cute.
That's so cute.
You're so offended by this. It's so
no, I'm not... Okay, so... It's more that I'm like...
The tone of the anchor.
Sure, the tone of the anchor, yeah. And I'm sitting there going...
If you're one of those people that needs to post about their run, there's a little tone. You felt a little jab
there
at that,
is a
didn't
jab.
You?
Yeah, like, okay, jab. Listen, just because you're not a runner or whatever, just doesn't mean you have to give me tone.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to mean you give me tone.
Right.
We can move on from the whole...
Feeling attacked.
Faking your run, because I think that's ridiculous. Because literally, as far as clout goes on Strava, I have like 30 followers. There's no clout.
Well, yeah, sure, but then
there's no clout.
You posted on all the other socials, though.
Well, yeah, of course
it.
I do.
Right. Why are we posting it there? You just want to show everyone that I'm running? Look at me and my running stats. Look at my run today where I went.
You're starting to jab a little bit.
A little map.
Start a little jabbing. You're jabbing a little bit there, Kelly.
I think you're precious. I don't post it for clout.
I don't post it for clout. I don't post it to gain followers.
You post it just to have something to
or
post.
Or to get stats because...
Like, I need to post something. It's been a while. I got to post something.
I'll get like 3 likes on the post.
Oh, that's good.
And it's like, okay, great. Like, I obviously don't do it for engagement or likes.
Mm. It's sweet, though.
But what I want to know... is have you ever busted anyone for faking something online?
Mm, like they're posting something, you're like, yeah, that's not.
You're like, I literally see the, this is a stock image watermark on the thing. That's not your brother. That's a stock image.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Those are the stories I'm fishing for.
Because, you know, social media, you like to put your best foot forward, right? And a lot of times, you know, you want to make your life seem a little more fabulous than it is.
Than it actually is.
Yeah.
By the way, you can comment on our post at Ben and Kelly Show, and you can see...
Post your Strava pics.
You can see my Strava pic.
Post your running pics.
You can see one of my Strava pics. With, and I must say, I feel like...
Not faked. It was authentic.
It was authentic because it was a selfie, and I feel like my shoulders look good.
Yeah.
And my little bud Dougal is in the picture,
cute,
too.
Not going to delete.
Not going to delete it.
Yeah.
It's up there.
Adorbs.
Thanks. So I just learned that there are some people hiring others... to fake a workout or a run that they would go on, which I feel like completely flies in the face of why you do it in the first place.
Are they actually like hiring people to actually do the running, or are they, is this an app where you can just like fake the picture?
So there's two. There's both.
Okay.
There's both. Yes, there is one where there's just an app where you can fake the picture and say, oh, look, I went on a 75-mile run in Ibiza.
Feels good.
Aren't you jelly?
Hashtag fitness.
Hashtag fitness. And look.
Hashtag runner life.
The only reason you do it is for accountability. And yes, I only get like a couple quote likes on my Strava.
Because you're feeling attacked in some sort of way about all this. Because
I post pictures of me running.
Exactly,
yes.
Yes.
I do.
You post those kinds of pictures.
I do.
Which you can see one at Ben and Kelly's Facebook.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, Michelle corroborates what I'm saying. You post your workout pics for your own accountability, and you get like 3 pat on the back likes, LOL. Yes, I got that. I got another text from a listener. Have you ever busted someone for faking something online? Says, I know someone that tried to make everyone think that she lost a bunch of weight by working out and dieting. had lap band surgery.
Any way you get there, losing weight is good, is healthy.
Olivia said, this girl I knew posted an expensive designer necklace and captioned it, he surprised me, cry emoji, ring. Except I work at that store and my coworker sold it to her. and she told her it was for herself.
Oh, she wants everyone to think that she's got this amazing guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Sarah says a coworker called out super sick and posted a messy bed thermometer and mouth selfie.
Yeah.
She didn't realize the date was still on her Instagram story archive. It was from last winter.
Oh, well, to be fair, she was super sick at one point.
Yeah, maybe.
At one point. Got another message from a listener a few years ago. Someone on an old thread I was on posted some of their artwork that I was able to find in multiple other places from an image search. Whoops.
Oh, dang. Oh, not your real art. Rachel, my friend's ex posted a ring pic with a vague caption like, forever starts now.
Forever starts now.
But I reverse image searched it. Yep, it was the first result on Google for oval cut engagement ring.
Oh, my gosh. Another one.
Oh.
Like, people, quit doing that.
Oh.
Have you ever busted someone for faking something online? Michelle said a girl from high school posted a bikini pic with suspiciously warped waves behind her waist. Oh. I said, why is the ocean bending like that? She blocked me.
Oh, gosh. Within the hour.
I don't get it. Waist. Oh, it was evidence of Photoshopping. Gotcha. I was like, yeah. I don't get that. I don't get it. Okay. All right. Gotcha.
Aaron says this one stung. A guy I matched with on Hinge had a profile saying he was looking for something real.
Mm-hmm.
My cousin recognized him. He was engaged to her friend.
Cool.
I sent screenshots. Wedding canceled.
Oh, wow. Yeah. When you're still on Hinge, when you're engaged, probably not a good thing.
Probably not a good look.
Yeah, we'll get to a couple more. Have you ever busted someone for faking something online? Kelsey, this girl I knew bragged online about redoing her bathroom by hand. Someone found the contractor's TikTok, and he actually documented the entire renovation on his page with her standing in the background. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I mean, you did have it renovated.
You did.
You just didn't do
the
work.
You kind of fudged a little bit of how it happened.
Oh, gosh. Larissa says this one is messy. A girl I knew was pretending to be pregnant to win back her ex.
Oh, I hate those.
She posted ultrasound pics she found on Pinterest.
Oh, my gosh.
I DM'd her anonymously, like, sis, those belong to a mommy blog in Canada. She disappeared from social media for months.
Yeah, those are not good. All right. Good stories, though. People just trying to fake stuff online.
Wow.
Dang. All right, it's 99.7 DJX. Yesterday, I had one of those moments where I kind of patted myself on the back, and I was like, you know what? If I was 10 years younger, I probably would have spent hundreds and hundreds of dollars to try to get this thing fixed. Thanks to YouTube, yesterday, it was
Man versus Mower.
Did you just produce an intro?
Yeah, it was Man versus Mower.
Incredible production value.
Thank you.
That's incredible production value. I can hear it again.
Man versus mower.
It's so dramatic.
Yeah, it was. It was man versus mower. So I was mowing my lawn and it just stopped. I felt it kind of almost stall, like it was going to stall, like it was maybe running out of gas. And so I turned it off and I checked the gas. Gas was fine. And then I tried to start it again and the pull cord for the mower, it was stuck. So,
safety feature, probably.
Yeah, probably a safety feature. So I was like, all right. So I looked up YouTube and I was like, all right, why does this happen? Blah, blah, blah. And they're like,
why is my mower not mowing anymore?
Yeah. So it was like, all right,
start my mower.
You know, check this, check that, check this, check that. Still didn't work. And then I'm like, okay. I opened up YouTube. It looks kind of easy. So I literally took my mower apart. You know, years ago, I would have been like, I don't even want to try this because I'm going
to... You would have been driving to go get a new mower.
Yes, I'm exactly. Yes. I would have completely ruined it, taken it to a repair shop or whatever and been like, here's my money, fix my mower.
And we wouldn't even done that. We would have just go buy a new mower. Oh, time to get a new mower.
Yes, the mower's done.
Doesn't work anymore. Let's go. Yeah.
So I undid it and kind of, you know, tinkered around with it. Oiled it up, lubed it up, put it back together, and it worked. And I was like, wow, look at that.
I did it. Fixer of
I
things.
Did it myself.
Fixing things.
Even though it was.
Man.
Versus.
Mower.
I ended up
the king
victor.
Of the mower.
Yes. I felt some sort of way. I was like, man, YouTube. And I started thinking about it. I'm like, YouTube has literally replaced a dad or someone that you could call and be like, hey, what do you do here? I've learned how to tie a bow tie. Mm-hmm. In fact, every single year, right around Derby, I look up the same video. I'm like,
yep.
Remind me again how I do it.
Yeah. Just keep it saved.
Yeah, exactly.
You can have a little collection of the videos you save, little skills.
Replace the air conditioning in a Volkswagen Jetta.
Oh, wow.
Felt like a king after that. The complete dashboard off the car.
Don't you want to then drive to your guy and show him, say, hey, just want to let
look what I did. Look what I did.
I could practically work here now.
Because
look what I did all by myself.
I have, quote unquote, solved or at least attempted to solve plumbing issues. Thanks to YouTube and
attempted to solve, which means that didn't really work.
Well,
call a professional. YouTube's not going to put all the professionals out of business.
No, definitely not. And it still relies on you to do exactly what the professional says to do and how he does it. And it relies on you to do all that stuff. But anyway,
thank goodness those people started channels.
That's
right.
That's right. And all that information just lives right there. Did YouTube teach you how to do something amazing?
We're talking useful things, not just dances. Because the internet teaches us dances.
Sure, it teaches you dances and fun things like that. You know, Glenn says, rebuilt my lawnmower engine. Replaced the mower and pump on my dishwasher and replaced the burners on my gas grill.
Wow.
Dang.
That's a lot of handy things.
See, YouTube. Look at that.
Wow.
It is an endless source of knowledge.
Yeah, the problem is you still have to put the effort in.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the problem.
I guess the lawnmower doesn't work anymore. I guess we're just going to get a new one.
But then it's like we still have to be the one doing it. Otherwise, calling someone else to do that.
Brady says, learned how to cook an endless amount of dishes from recipes. Oh, I didn't even consider that. Yeah, kind of the how-to, the recipes, the video recipes on how-to.
Listen, Gordon Ramsay escorted us through our Thanksgiving meal. we did a turkey recipe of his. We did a sweet potato casserole on YouTube.
And the best part is you can be like, oh, you're going too fast.
Yep,
pause.
Exactly.
Go back.
Yep, 1,000%.
All right. Do you have any? Whether you were in a battle.
Man versus mower.
And YouTube came to bail you out when your mower broke.
I love that you spent time to produce that just for the effect. It's great. It's very dramatic. I like it.
Yeah, it's the little things that we do here on the show on 99.7 DJX. What did you learn from YouTube? I got a message from Katie, how to unclog a toilet with dish soap and hot water.
Oh, wow. Really?
Didn't have a plunger. I was panicking. YouTube came through like a superhero. Wow.
That's handy. Might have
dish
to look
soap
that
and
up.
Hot water.
Who knew?
All right.
Who knew? Isabel. I learned how to contour my nose so it looks like it came from the Kardashians factory. Never knew a $6 brush and bronzer could make me feel like I have a new face.
See, look at that. You guys are, I'm impressed.
There is no shortage of makeup tutorials.
Right.
No shortage.
Right. Rachel, I learned that my boyfriend was definitely love bombing me.
Uh-oh.
I need to look what that is. I watched the therapist break it down and was like, oh yeah, I dumped him the next day. What is love bombing?
Oh, that's when they like really come on strong.
Oh.
From like the very beginning, pouring on all the affection and just coming on really strong.
And so that's a bad thing?
Yeah, they gain trust. It's a manipulation tactic.
Okay.
Robert says how to build floating shelves from scratch. I'm not the handiest of guys. Okay, I may have cried once, drilled into a wire, but in the end, my plant babies have a new home, LOL.
May have cried once.
Oh, I like that. YouTube, the ultimate teacher, Tina. I learned that my cat has separation anxiety.
Oh, no.
Thought she was just being dramatic. Shout out to the animal behaviorist vlogger for the reality check.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I learned my dog is a Velcro dog. Not thanks to YouTube, but just because... Actually, no. YouTube gave me the phrase Velcro dog. I hadn't heard that before. I hadn't heard that before, but yeah.
It's kind of amazing the products that will get suggested to you on the timeline because I was literally, we had all three dogs at the vet. Two out of the three feel it's the most traumatizing thing that's ever happened to them every single time we go.
Right.
Poppy's a good one. She doesn't care. She just sits there and whatever. But Piper loses her mind. And now Peaches is losing her mind because Piper's losing her mind.
Oh, so yeah. Solidarity.
They kind of came out and were sitting on the floor with us in the lobby. And she was kind of saying, maybe if we start, like, hold an electric toothbrush on the paw and just to kind of get them used to, like, vibration on their paw. And then maybe we can do the Dremel instead of the clipping of the nails.
Something I did see on YouTube about clipping dogs' nails is the whole distracting them with peanut butter or something like that and giving
with
them some
cellophane
treat.
On the forehead, yes.
I didn't go so far as to do that.
But it did not work.
It did not work for my 60-pound pit bull.
It worked on Poppy. The others, again, we need a different set of tools. There is a product that popped up in our feed. It's a very quiet grinder. The dogs barely feel a vibration. It's very quiet, so the noise doesn't freak them out.
Gina said, I learned how to fix a leaky faucet at 2 o'clock in the morning. Was it sexy? No. Was I proud? Beyond. I even sent a video to my dad. I'm telling you, when you do those DIY things and that you've figured out yourself, there is no better feeling in the world.
Yes, and you have to tell somebody. And it doesn't matter how old you get, you're probably going to have to tell your dad.
Yeah.
Because you know no one else is going to be more proud that you did something by yourself than dad.
Right. That is funny. These are good. Thank you for the stories there.
Oh, yeah. By the way, Paula, I'm going to look this one up. How to make candles out of old wine bottles.
Oh.
We have a friend that used to work at our station that did that on the side. And they're really cool looking.
Yeah,
like, I'm
out
both
of
crafty and borderline a hoarder of Pinot Grigio memories.
Yeah, I think our coworker used bourbon bottles. Yeah, bourbon bottles.
We bought a couple of them. They're really cool looking.
Yeah, yeah, that's good. All right, good from that.
A lot of good learning. I'm going to look a lot of those up.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Cindy, then she just messaged us. I learned from YouTube of all places that most relationship advice boils down to if they wanted to, they would have. Harsh but fair. But now I'm thriving.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
I guess, you could look up therapists there on YouTube as well. So.
Oh, there's a lot of things you can learn, yes.
Yep. All right. Good stories there on 99.7 DJX.